Hello and welcome to Messages at BBC. In these messages, you'll hear from professors, staff, guest speakers, as well as students. These messages were spoken and recorded on campus at Boise Bible College. If you'd like to check out Boise Bible College, please see our website at boisebible.edu.
New year, new chapel theme. And just really quick, I do have to brag a little bit. So thank you, Derek, for introducing. So we just had another grandchild born yesterday. Yeah. So Ayla Charlene came into the world yesterday afternoon to my youngest daughter, Kaylee, which is her fourth. So she says she's stopping. That's so sad. So sad. You know, I was going for 12. But anyway, yeah, I need my own 12 tribes, don't you? Right? So here we're going to go. So our vision for student life for this campus, along with everything we teach and do here, is that we are a discipleship community that seeks to glorify God in all that we do as a college family. Now, we have a mission as a college, and most of you know that, to raise up the Christian workers needed for the churches to expand the church globally. And I know that's my paraphrase. That's all right. But the thing is, we cannot do that unless we are the community that God desires us to be. And that requires as much of what you're learning in the classrooms as it does of how we live together as one another's brothers and sisters on this campus. So as I look at this, I'm going to challenge you today. This is going to be more of a devotion and a prayer time. We're going to break off and pray several times during this for us just to seek God to help us live out this commitment this year. Okay? And so as we do this, I've got a quite challenging scripture for us for our devotion. And as we take a look at it, this devotion comes to us for us to be true disciples. You know, a true disciple is one who truly takes on the life of Christ. Not just, you know, believe in, not just to listen to Jesus' teachings, not to just even follow a little bit, but no, take on the whole life of Christ. His heart, how he followed the Father's will, how he lived out his life. So, we're going to look at 9:23 in Luke today. Verse 9:23 in Luke today. This is a passage. There's much excitement going on about Jesus' life. In this passage, there's things that happen that are essential to the church. In this passage, we've seen Jesus healing many people. We've seen Jesus teaching right before and around this passage. We see where he feeds how many people? 5,000. And if you look in Mark, I think it is, it's 4,000. We see a lot of stuff to be excited about. So you know that people are following Jesus because they're like, wow! That is awesome. This guy is awesome, right? And they just want to be a part of the crowd. Didn't that happen today? You know, it always intrigues me when someone that's, you know, popular, famous, or whatever, because I've been in New York City when this has happened. And I've been in Hollywood when this has happened. So one day I was in downtown, Madison Square. No, whatever that is, that place down, yeah, something, Times Square, that's the one I was looking for. And Daniel Fishburne came walking out of a place, and man, people just, whew. Well, let me tell you, he might be a good actor, I hope he's a good person, but nothing compared to Jesus. I've never seen Daniel feed 5,000 people, you know. But here's the thing, are these people really loyal to him? No. And this is what Jesus is going to do today. He's going to give us a loyalty check. Now, something really cool happens right before this. Peter, he says who Jesus is. You are the Christ, the Son of God. And that is just spot on. But if he is that, and you want to be a part of his followers, if you want to be a part of the crowd that is following, he says, no, not good enough. Not good enough. And this passage tells us why. Okay? Look at this passage. It says, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And you're like, yeah, I've heard that. Cool. No, hearing is not good enough. Do you hear what's demanded? This is a conditional statement. So first, let's just take a look at it. There's that part right up front that says, if you desire to come after me. Let me ask you. Now, you're all here at Boise Bible College, so I figure there's some interest. And that's cool. If that's the place where you're at, that's cool. You have some interest. Because a lot of people that first came to Jesus had some interest. But this passage says, if you have a desire to come after me. If you have a desire to come after me. And this here is not asking that you just want to follow me. If you just want to see the cool things I do. If you just want to be a part of the entourage. No. Because it's going to have some clarifiers here in a minute that tell us what that means. But I want to first just ask you in your life, what desire do you have? Is Jesus just a good guy who did some cool things to you? Is he a person that you find some hope in? Or like Peter said, do you see him as the Christ, the Son of God? Is your desire for Jesus Christ more than your own goals? That's a hard one, right? Is your desire for Jesus Christ more important than your own comforts? Is your desire for Jesus Christ more important than how important you are? In other words, are you willing? Do you desire Jesus so much that all you want is for him to shine and don't care whether people see you? Is your desire for Jesus so important that your success doesn't override it? Is your desire for Jesus Christ that even, catch this one, even your own being happy pales in comparison to desiring Jesus? Because we won't always be happy, and it's kind of a vanishing thing. Do we desire this to be our true identity? Do you desire that? You know, there's a lot of talk in our society today about, it's my identity. I want to do this to define my identity. I'm not going to go into all the social aspects, but that's the call. My identity is what's most important. But here, Jesus is going to tell us that no. Because even his identity wasn't the most important thing to him. Whose identity was? God the Father. So when it comes to all these things about who you are, about what identifies you, will you just give that to Christ and desire his identity to be your identity? Man, that solves so many things for us. If we just take on the identity of being Christ's. So my point is here today is we can simply be Jesus's only if we are all in. If we're all in. Because that's what Jesus is going to tell us now. This is how you're all in. This is how you're a follower. It doesn't happen. But before we do that, today I'm going to have you just, in, I'm not going to split you up, but I want you to get into groups when it's time, and when I say it's time. And I just want you to take a season of prayer. In this first season of prayer, when I say, you know, let's get in a group and pray, and don't let anyone not be in a group with you. So if you see someone by yourself, you pull them in, because that's who we are, is pray with your group this desire. If you're still working on it, pray that God will lead you in knowing his son Jesus, right? If you're already wanting to be all in, then pray for it. And pray about the strength. It's not going to be easy to be all in. Pray about the strength to do that, to solidify your commitment. And in this world today, in this world always, to protect it. against those that seek to rob that commitment, that desire from you. So let's take some time here, and I'll just close out in a few minutes. Get with some people and just pray that God strengthens that desire in you, that God protects that desire in you, and that this desire is the desire that it has first priority and it takes rule over our lives. All right, break up and let's pray. Nobody alone. Get together. All right, go to it. Dear Heavenly Father, as we're praying, we just ask, Lord, that you hear our prayers, our love for you, that you would convict us with there's no greater thing in our lives than to pursue your Son, Jesus, that it is our heart's desire, just like the greatest commandment, love you with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, help us to pursue your Son and his mission in our lives with all of our heart, soul, and strength. I thank you for all the men and women here that have come to work out their relationship with you, to see that in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So I hope that is a firm commitment for us. And you can go back and sit down for a second, those of us that are up here. Here's the thing, guys. It's one of those if-then things. Well, okay, you have the desire. Well, then. Wow. If anyone desires to come after Jesus, he or she must deny themselves. Deny themselves. Wow. I like how Paul gives us a great illustration of this numerous times. I'm just going to read a few of them. So in Philippians 1:21 says, Paul goes and he says, "For me to live is Christ, Is that where we are? I hope so. But man, that's hard. He goes on to say in 1 Corinthians 11:1, imitate me because I am imitating who? Jesus. Jesus Christ. So that's why follow my example. Because he's living. He's denied his own life. You know, he found so much success in the law and everything, but he counts that as rubbish. Okay? Follow him as he imitates Christ. I like Galatians 2:20. It's no longer I who live. No longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Christ lives in me. So, this one, deny yourself, it has nothing to do with your important self-esteem. It has to do with whose will are you living out? As we took Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we said we were living to live out the will of God through Jesus Christ in our lives. And see, this separates you from the crowd. This separates you from people that just want to see cool things, that just want to be there for watching or observation, or maybe being a part of it for a while. No. You've reorientated your life to deny your aspirations, to fulfill the aspirations of God through Jesus Christ. Are we willing? I mean, if we desire, we have to be willing to. We have to be all in. So, going to take some time to pray now about that commitment. Pray with your group for God to help us go all in, to make Jesus our first priority, our true Lord, to seek his help to release those things in our life. Maybe you're holding on to things. To release those things in your life that are keeping you from really pursuing Christ. Because you haven't completely denied yourself in that area. You're still looking and holding on to those things more than you're holding on to God's will for you through Jesus Christ. So let's come together and just pray that God will help us, that this is our first priority to seek the will of God through Jesus Christ and not our own will. All right? Let's take a few moments to do that.
Right.
Dear Heavenly Father, help us as we pray now in our desire to come after your Son, to set aside our self-centeredness, our selfishness, deny ourselves of these things that, Lord, we know in the end are destructive. Lord, to fully be all in so that we can accomplish your will in our lives, Lord, so that through Jesus Christ, we can glorify you so that other people can see the hope and truth found in you. Lord, I also want to say that it is my heart, and I hope the heart of everyone here, that we truly want Jesus to be Lord of our lives. And therefore, we have to give up that lordship for ourselves, Lord. We just ask you help us in that so that we can be people that serve you so that the world may know you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Thank you so much. One last thing here. If anyone desires to come after Jesus, well, they have to take up their cross and follow him. And in this passage, it says daily. So that's a commitment daily. You know, at the time that Jesus is talking to them about this in 9:23, he's telling them, you know, about what's going to happen. He's telling them about the reality. He's like, here, I'll just read it for you. All right. Well, I have to go here. Didn't write it down. The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and raised again on the third day. I don't think they really get this. If you were in their shoes, I'm pretty sure you or I probably wouldn't get it. You know, so to carry their cross, take up their cross and carry it, you know, yeah, they understood the cross, that was a matter of death. Kind of goes with deny yourself, put to death all these things, right? But they weren't quite getting. Why did Jesus take up his cross? To carry out God's redemptive plan. To carry out the will of the Father. To accomplish what God wanted. And that's what I'm going to ask you. Are you willing to deny yourself? Are you willing to take up the cross, your cross, which means you're willing to take up God's plan in your life? And I believe he has, Ephesians 2:10. He's created you in Christ Jesus to carry that out. To do that, but you have to be willing to take that up. Jesus was willing, even to the point of death, to carry out the Father's plan. So I hope we are. And as we come to this season, we're out of time. But I think this is so important for us as a Bible college family training for ministry. Are we all in? Or are we just going to live for ourselves and complain about what our roommate's doing? Complain about what the food's being served in the cafeteria, complain about this or that or the other thing, be upset with people because they wronged us. You know, I love Paul. He even says, you know, I give away my rights. I have the right to do all this, but I give away so that people may know the gospel. That's all in. Can we give away those rights? Can we deny ourselves so that we can take up God's purpose in our lives fully? As his community here at Boise Bible College, as his family, as people that are training to change the world so it can know God? I hope so, because that takes us living out this passage in every way. So, as we do this, we've out of time. I'm going to close in prayer. This is my prayer for us this year. And as we look at our fall chapels to take on the character of Christ, I hope that lives within us, that character that we really want to develop that character more and more fully. And then as we take a look at the spring, how do we go out and live out the mission of Christ? I hope we're challenged not to be satisfied by being, you know, stagnant, sitting still, and not pursuing it. I hope we'll be hungry to carry that out. I hope you're hungry for that now. But as far as our study, that's what we're going to do. Character, because character is just as important as what we do. And if, like James says, if we don't do it, we're doing nothing. So we really don't have the character, right? We really don't have the faith. So let me pray for y'all. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the men and women here. I just ask you to be the people you've called us to be. I ask you to be the people this world needs. And for that to happen, yeah, Jesus, you showed us. And we need to take on your life. We need to take on your mission so that God's plan can be realized by all the people we come into contact with. His love can be expressed. His salvation can be known. And his desire to live with all people for eternity fully carried out because we are all in. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening today. Boise Bible College exists to raise up leaders for the church, where we value scholarship, humility, innovation, and community. For more information about Boise Bible College, please see boisebible.edu.